Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. It is strange that humanity keeps forgetting its fundamental values. There are various reasons for this forgetfulness. People have it too good. Prosperity is taken for granted, and instead of gratitude, frugality and contentment, envy, greed and resentment suddenly run rampant. And it is always the underprivileged who are crushed in the process. The opposite can also be a cause, that everyone has to look out for themselves because there isn't enough for everyone. In such cases, the stronger will grab more than the weaker. One had to witness this during the distribution of aid in the Gaza Strip. And it is always the underprivileged who are crushed in the process. Yet, this is no way comparable to the other situation. A third reason for the disappearance of fundamental social values is megalomania. We are currently witnessing this in America. On Easter Monday, we had a visit from three young people from California and Boston. And naturally, we discussed the situation in America. I had the impression that they felt a subtle sense of shame at being associated with it. Instead of the slogan MAGA, Make America Great Again, I suggested the acronym MANA, Make America Normal Again, and that made them laugh again. There are certainly other reasons for the loss of core values. This may have been the main ones. Society constantly tends in its processes to minimize or forget social values, for whatever reason. This is disastrous because these values not only make society human, they also hold it together. That is to say, wherever these values disappear, a society ultimately destroys itself. So caution is called for. In the Old Testament, the prophets stood for this caution. From a rather unknown one, we hear this admonishing reminder today. Do not oppress widows, orphans, strangers, and the poor. The very fact that the prophet had to issue this call to desist at all speaks volumes about the state of society in Israel at that time. It was active in the 5th century before Christ, at the same time as Haggai, another rather unknown prophet. It was a period in which social life in Israel was being reshaped both internally and externally. Returnees from Babylon rebuild the destroyed Israel. That was no easy task. His messages date from 5020 to 5018 before Christ. His theme, turning away from all injustice, above all towards those who, by virtue of their very existence, are already far removed from any sense of justice. Zacharias lists them in detail: widows, orphans, foreigners, and the poor. Such was the composition of the underclass. Yet they too are part of society. To ensure them are not overlooked or marginalized, they need advocates, people who protect them and stand up for them, even today. Zacharias means in English, God remembers. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.